This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastula with the news, the headlines first. Government enforces new office hours from today. Offices to operate 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. with weekly holidays on Saturdays and Sundays. Meetings of House of Representatives and National Assembly taking place today. Newly elected House of Representatives Speaker Dol Prasad Arial vows balanced leadership in Parliament. And U.S.-Iran tensions rise over Strait of Hormuz. U.S. President issues warning of possible military action. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to implement new office hours in all public and academic institutions starting from today. A cabinet meeting held yesterday took the decision that offices will operate from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. with weekly holidays on Saturdays and Sundays, according to a notice published in the Nepal Gazette by the Ministry of Home Affairs yesterday itself. Whereas the office hours in winter season from Kartik 16 to Magh 15 will be from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Similarly, the meeting accepted the concessional loan of $90 million provided by the Asian Development Bank and World Bank for Digital Nepal Transformation Project. Government spokesperson and Education Minister Susmit Pokhrel said the government also accepted the concessional loan of $95 million provided by the World Bank for Sustainable and Inclusive Finance Project. Likewise, the government took the decision to run coming academic session from the 15th of Nepali month Baisakh. Furthermore, the government has decided to facilitate the conversion of diesel and petrol vehicles into electric vehicles as part of its policy measures. The meetings of both the House of Representatives and the National Assembly are scheduled for today. According to the General Secretary at the Federal Parliament, Padma Prasad Pandey, the House of Representatives meeting will convene at 1 p.m. In the meeting today, Home Minister Sudhan Gurung is set to table three ordinances for approval. The Voter List First Amendment Ordinance 2082, the House of Representatives Member Election First Amendment Ordinance 2082, and the Nepal Special Service Second Amendment Ordinance 2082. Meanwhile, the National Assembly meeting will begin at 12:15 p.m. at Singha Darbar. During the meeting, NA member Prem Prasad Dangal is scheduled to propose Leela Kumari Bhandari for the post of vice chairperson. In addition, Prime Minister Balendra Shah will present the 24th annual report of the National Human Rights Commission for the fiscal year 2080-81 BS in the National Assembly for today. Newly elected Speaker of the House of Representatives Dol Prasad Arial has stated that he will carry out his role based on the principle that the House belongs to the opposition. Speaking briefly to journalists after assuming office yesterday, Speaker Arial said he would always play a role in ensuring that the voice of the opposition is given proper space in the House. He said the House will function in accordance with the will of the people. Speaker Arial said his current priority is to operate the House effectively in order to fulfill its primary responsibility of lawmaking. He was elected unopposed in yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives, the lower house of the Federal Parliament. The newly elected Speaker took the oath of office and secrecy before President Ramchandra Podel yesterday itself. The National Assembly members have shared that the newly formed government should give special priority to good governance, transparency and corruption control. In yesterday's meeting of the upper house of the Federal Parliament, the MPs raised various issues including price hike of daily essentials and problems facing marginalized community due to ongoing conflict in Middle East countries. Meanwhile, National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal has reshuffled the thematic committees under the National Assembly. In the meeting yesterday, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Sobita Gautam, on behalf of Prime Minister Balendra Shah, presented annual report of National Women Commission for 2024-25. Meanwhile, lawmaker of the CPN UML, Leela Kumari Bhandari, has filed her nomination to the post of vice chairperson of the National Assembly. As per the schedule of the Federal Parliament, Secretariat, a proposal seeking election of Bhandari to the post has been registered yesterday. Prem Prasad Dangal of the CPNUML proposed Bhandari's candidacy, while Krishna Bahadur Rokaya of the Nepali Congress, Madan Kumari Shah of the Nepali Communist Party and Pooja Chaudhary of the Janata Samajwadi Party seconded the proposal. President Ramchandra Podel yesterday appointed Dr. Narayan Datta Kadel as the Attorney General. According to the Office of the President, Dr. Kadel of Baglung District was appointed to the post of the Attorney General at the recommendation of Prime Minister Balendra Shah. The Kathmandu District Court has extended the detention of former Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak by 5 days for further investigation. A bench led by Judge Jagat Bahadur Podel granted the extension to allow authorities to record statements and collect evidence related to the high-level probe into the Gen Z movement. The two leaders had been arrested on March 28 following the Commission's recommendation. Meanwhile, the same court ordered the release of Lumbini Province Assembly member Rekha Sharma from police custody, stating there were no sufficient grounds to detain her in connection with a child labour case. The court upheld earlier decisions by government attorney officers not to pursue the case, noting it had already been settled on legal and factual grounds. More than 7,000 applications and websites related to online betting have been shut down. During the implementation of the government's decision related to governance reforms, the Nepal Telecommunications Authority NTA, in coordination with the internet service providers, blocked websites and apps. According to authorities Deputy Director Surya Prasad Lamichhane, NTA in coordination with internet service providers has immediately shut down all identified apps and websites operating online related to betting. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Tensions between the United States and Iran have escalated after U.S. President Donald Trump issued a warning to Iran over the Strait of Hormuz, a key global shipping lane. According to the BBC, the U.S. president demanded that Iran reopen the strait to all commercial traffic by a deadline warning of potential military action if the demand was not met. The warning followed the successful rescue of a U.S. fighter jet crew member after an F-15 was downed over southwestern Iran, where both U.S. and Iranian forces were involved in the recovery operation. Iran dismissed the U.S. ultimatum as provocative and indicated that the strait could reopen once compensation arrangements for war-related damage were agreed upon. The Strait of Hormuz has been restricted transit in recent weeks, affecting global oil and gas markets. In response, U.S. and Israeli forces have conducted strikes targeting Iranian infrastructure, including petrochemical and transport facilities. Iran, in turn, has launched drone and missile attacks on Israel and U.S. allied Gulf states. International observers have called for de-escalation to prevent further civilian harm and to maintain the flow of global energy supplies. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions, while partly cloudy conditions will prevail in the remaining areas. Light rain is taking place in some hilly parts of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudar Paschim provinces and at one or two places of Lumbini, Bagmati and Kosi provinces. Likewise, there is a possibility of moderate rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at some places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government enforces new office hours from today. Offices to operate 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. with weekly holidays on Saturdays and Sundays. meetings of House of Representatives and National Assembly taking place today. Newly elected House of Representatives Speaker Dol Prasad Aryal vows balanced leadership in Parliament. And US-Iran tensions rise over Strait of Hormuz. US President issues warning of possible military action. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.